Sports news on Oxide Radio.
This is Oxide News and this is the Sports Report. In football, the Oxford Blues beat the University of the West of England 4-3 at Iffley Road in the second round of the BUCS Cup on Wednesday. But Oxford captain Elliot Thomas of Worcester College was not very happy with his side.
I thought we played really poorly today. Defensively, we were all over the place. And I think we got pretty lucky, to be honest. A couple of corner goals to get us back in the game. I don't really know what happened. We started quite well, got the goal, and then we were all over the place. I think a lot of work in training. To be honest, I didn't think they were great at the back, and I think we should have done more in open play. So none of the goals were classics today.
It was 3-3 until the dying stages when a corner was turned into the goal by Oxford in what was the final play of the match. The linesman, from Uwe, put his flag up on the touchline for no obvious reason and was overruled by the referee. The visitors from Bristol lined up to abuse the referee at full time, and the sparse crowd was treated to the unusual sight of a linesman running up to the referee with his flag protesting against his decisions. Oxford progressed to the next round of the Cup and are hopeful about their chances of winning the trophy.
Last year the Cup was slightly different format, but it was only sort of 4 or 5 games to the final, so I don't think there's too many more. Ideally we'd want to go all the way and win it. There's no reason why we shouldn't, but we'll have to be a lot better than we were today.
Elliot Thomas there. On the same day, the Centaurs beat Warwick Thirds 3-0 in the league with goals from Dominic Afron, Sam Donald and Nicholas Carlon. A quick heads up on a rugby match this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Get down to Iffley if you can, as the Blues are playing Major Stanley's 15, which includes a whole host of youth internationals and a 21-cap former England lock, Gareth Archer. This Thursday saw the men's squash first team trip to Roehampton University in London. Simon Culver and Nelson Fung were among a team which won 3-1, but this followed the previous day's heavy away defeat to Birmingham Seconds. Clearly some squash players benefit from a hectic travel schedule. The most successful university dance sport team in the country, Oxford, of course, will try and beat all competition in the Warwick Varsity Tournament on this coming Sunday the 21st. The Dance Sport Club, which won the National Championships in Blackpool earlier this year, has teams taking part in Latin and ballroom events. On this point, it is unknown whether star of Strictly Come Dancing and former Oxford PPEist Anne Widdicombe successfully trialled for the dance sport team while at uni. One is doubtful, though. Finally, another big weekend, the duathlon on Sunday for men and women from the Triathlon Club. It's at Chippenham and consists of a 2-mile run, followed by a 10-mile bike ride, and ending with another 2-mile run, all presumably done very fast. Good luck to them and to all Oxford University and college teams in action this coming week. That's the Sports Report with me, Tim Williams, on Oxide News.